Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Peabody issues updated statement on the condition of the mine as well as injured personnel. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. About 36 hours after a large tornado ripped through part of North Antelope Rochelle Mine, 65 miles south of Gillette, nobody remains hospitalized and operations at the mine are expected to resume by Tuesday. Peabody Energy issued a statement on Sunday morning, quote, last night the mine's workforce began the process of returning partial operations at the mine site, according to the owner of Peabody Energy. Quote, initially, focus will be on restoring the train loading dock and the NARM North facility, where some power has been restored. The company says the mine should resume loading trains with coal within 48 hours, but that, quote, other parts of the mine will require power line restoration before they can return to operation. Rail cars that were overturned by the tornado also have to be recovered, the company said, adding that, quote, we are grateful that all injured personnel have been released from the hospital. Gillette City Council announces special meeting to attend nuclear energy presentations. Gillette City Council has called a special meeting for today, Monday, June 26th at 3 p.m. Council will attend the 2023 Nuclear Energy 101 Summit hosted by Wyoming's innovative entrepreneurs. Presentations from various agencies and organizations, including the Idaho National Labs, University of Michigan, LNH Industrial, and the Wyoming Energy Authority, will highlight their interest in expanding the future through nuclear energy. The event is open to the public, and for those unable to attend in person, a live recording will be available. The presentations will be at the LNH Industrial Main Building at 913 LNJ Court. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.